أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran: Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best of guidance is that guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those with knowledge. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهِ. Surely those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His slaves, مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, are those with knowledge. This is what we want to stress today. And we've discussed this in the past many times. And our situation in this dunya, we must realize, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is the challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about circumstances, and we as Muslims have to, or rather are presented with, a choice. Do we choose for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or do we choose for ourselves? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, those, innama, in this particular case, this word that Allah uses, innama, surely, those who fear Him are those with knowledge from amongst His slaves. And with regards to the choice that we have in our daily lives, it It is those who have an understanding about the choices that they make, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a witness that they fear making the wrong choice. They fear making a choice that they will have to answer for. They fear having to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each choice that they make in this dunya for themselves over what will please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Muslim, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with knowledge, when asked what makes you happy, if it's anything other than whatever pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's a problem. Because in the end, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is all very temporary. No matter how long you live, it's short. And when you leave here, the most valuable thing, as you make that transition and become aware to what is right and what is true, the most valuable thing that you would have taken from this dunya is that you pleased your Creator. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to those with knowledge, he said, learn the knowledge, that means Islam. By learning for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are doing a good deed. Studying Islam is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And searching for knowledge about Islam is jihad. Seeking the knowledge is worship. Teaching it is sadaqah. Presenting it to your family creates a strong bond, because it informs what is the halal and what is the haram, and it guides to paradise. This knowledge about Islam makes you happy when you are alone. It speaks to you when no one else is around. It lives with you if you have migrated from your home. It guides you to happiness. It helps you when you are in trouble. You are decorated when you have nothing else to decorate yourself. It is a weapon against your enemy. It raises your status amongst the elite, grants you a place amongst the kings in the dunya, and a companion amongst those who are in high regard in the end. Whenever you use your mind to reflect upon it, it is equal to fasting. When you review it, it is equal to salah. By it, you continue to bind yourself and live by its rules. And with it, you are aware of what is halal and what is haram. And with it, you will come to understand Allah and His oneness. And by this knowledge, you thus obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in truth worship Him. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the best of the dunya and in the end is the knowledge. And the evil of the dunya and the evil in the end is ignorance. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the value of the knowledge of the scholar will be weighed on the day of judgment, as will the blood that was spilt from those who died in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Neither will be favored over the other. Anyone who wakes in the morning to seek knowledge, it is more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than one who fights 100 battles in his cause. No one who seeks the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one who does this is not rewarded, or rather, who whoever does so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he grants him an angel who brings him a promise that he will receive paradise. And whoever dies and his inheritance is inks and pens, meaning what he has written, then he will certainly enter paradise, meaning that he has passed his knowledge on through writing and giving it, inshallah ta'ala, and sharing it with others. Imam Ali, alayhi salam, radiallahu anhu, he said, the people of least value will be those, as far as on, in the end, will be those with the least amount of knowledge. You should know as well, he said, knowledge in Islam is a river, and wisdom is an ocean. The scholars, they make tawaf around the river. The wise dive deep into the ocean. And the people who know, meaning those who benefit, they sail on the waters of the notion of the ocean, meaning that they apply the wisdom and the knowledge that they benefited from learning from those who are the scholars and those who Allah has been given, who has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted wisdom. You should know also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, whoever has been given hikmah, he has indeed been granted a great deal of good. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of the words of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam: the destruction of my ummah will be due to two things: abandoning knowledge and hoarding wealth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I think that we need to take a pause here and realize that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not say if, he did not say perhaps. This hadith, he says, the destruction of my ummah. Meaning that this path that we are taking as Muslims will lead to our destruction. As an ummah, in this day and age, the knowledge has been set on the back burner. In this day and age, where we as Muslims, when we have the freedom and the resources to build institutions, it is a rare thing, especially in this country, that you find institutions built solely for Islam and the Islamic sciences. When we find us as an ummah, those who have the resources and the ability to educate their children, their concern is rarely about only the Islamic sciences. And when I say the Islamic sciences, it's very important that we understand what we mean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran as he says, shafa'un wa rahmah. It is a healing or a healer and a mercy, a cure. The companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their interest was not in just repeating the ayah and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their interest was in understanding the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of its applications. And thus, when we go and we study, we see that this is the root of the Islamic sciences. Of course, in what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. But since them being nearest to him, they wanted to study, dissect, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean by this? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean by that? Deep knowledge. study, science, observation, application, and understanding. So this is far more than just having your child memorize and be able to repeat, but they are able to understand and give the hadith, give the tafsir, give the understanding that was passed on from one generation to another. This is serious study and serious knowledge. The apex of this for us, inshallah ta'ala, for us really to understand this deen, is to be able to have the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu with, when he said, "I know when and why every ayah of the Holy Quran was revealed." The when and the why. Now that's knowledge. Show me where we are building institutions for this. MashaAllah ta'ala, we have many engineers, surgeons, doctors, scientists, but fewer and fewer and fewer Muslims who have that level of knowledge. MashaAllah, we have hufaz, people who have memorized the Quran, but ask them, can you tell me that? Where was that ayah revealed? When was it revealed? Why was it revealed? What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to? This, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is our treasure. This is our treasure. Not the treasure of the kuffar. And definitely, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it will not be appreciated by the ignorant. That's why they're ignorant. But we cannot be willfully ignorant and pass that mentality on to our children. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, what is the best of actions? He replied, the knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fiqh in his deen. Fiqh meaning application. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued to repeat this to the man who asked, and the man then said, I asked you about action. And you spoke about knowledge. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, he said, the knowledge benefits you with very little action. While ignorance doesn't benefit you no matter how much you do. With regards to this, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, he said, whoever learns and acts upon what he has learned, then he will be viewed as one of the ones that Allah considers great in his dominion. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was known to say and say often that knowledge is the lock and the question is the key. I remind you about this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself. This may be as much as you get all week. And you know that is true or not. There are few of us, that appreciate and search out and make it a habit on their daily to increase their knowledge. While there are some of us, again, as I said, this is it for the week. So we have bad study habits. And we've dragged that with us right into Islam. We come late to class. We don't take notes. Or we come tired and sleepy. And find the nearest wall to go and zone out. So our value is passed on. You bring your child, they see you sleep, they sleep. They don't have an appreciation for what's being said. because they can't see you have an appreciation for what's being said. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you are inadvertently passing on a mentality when it comes to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, this is the most valuable thing. That the road, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the road to Jannah is not money, is not business. He didn't even say it was sadaqah. He said it was knowledge. And dear Muslim brothers and sisters, many of us would be hard-pressed if you were dropped into a place where you were the most knowledgeable one. Many of us would be hard-pressed to really guide those who were asking us beyond kindergarten level Islam. Is this the legacy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is this his sunnah? Absolutely not. So what is our excuse? Of course the dunya keeps you busy. That's the mission. That's the choice that we mentioned in the beginning. Every day, every moment of our lives, we are presented with a choice. What's important? Every moment of our lives, we are presented with a choice. How are we going to schedule our day? Every moment of our lives, we have an opportunity to benefit ourselves or to harm ourselves. And many of us focus our time and energy running after something that will waste away. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything on it will blow away. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. But the face of your Lord will remain. And we don't even learn about his face. It's not important. Whereas one piece of knowledge, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one thing. When we get up and we run out and our day is hectic and trying to make that one more bill, one more dollar over being broke. We don't take the time and the opportunity to learn how did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam do it. How did Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam do it? How did these people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed, how did they do all of this work and didn't punch a clock? Maybe there's something that they knew that I don't know. So maybe that should be what we should learn and stop making ourselves slaves to this dunya. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of this as I remind myself, and I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he blesses us to take advantage of the opportunities that we have with us, that we have in the short time in which we don't know how much time we have. That we start making it a habit to increase our knowledge. Making it a habit to learn one more letter of the Holy Quran. One more letter of the Hadith. And applying it. And inshallah ta'ala, with exercise in this way, you will get stronger in your faith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will draw near you. And inshallah ta'ala will keep you safe. And keep you, inshallah ta'ala, in a path and in a place worthy of his mercy. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله أن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "There is a road for everything, and the road to paradise is knowledge." He also said, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the best of people. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, it is only those who have knowledge among his slaves that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi zidni ilma. O my Lord, increase my knowledge. This is the hadith. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, as I remind myself, that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, knowledge is better than wealth. It guards you while you have to guard your wealth. Knowledge increases as you spend it, while wealth decreases when you spend it. Knowledge is the judge, while wealth seeks justice. Wealth and its benefits disappear with death, while the benefits of knowledge remain. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we've heard of Abu Yazid al-Bistami, may Allah have mercy upon him. And some of us may know that he lived shortly after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Iraq. Amongst the events that happened, and they were many, that are well noted, he was sleeping, and in his vision he saw a man, and he said to him, "O Bistami, tomorrow is one of the Christian holidays. In the morning, you must make wudu and go to the church. And there you will witness some of the wonders of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So, he did it as he was told. And he went and sat among the students of a priest that was there. It was not long before the priest noticed him and then interrupted his own lessons with silence. So his students started to become puzzled. And they said, "Father, aren't you going to continue the lesson?" He said, "At the moment, I cannot." "Why?" "Because one of the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting amongst us." "How do you know this, Father?" "Because he bears the mark of prostration on his forehead." So they turned and they looked at Abu Yazid radiallahu anhu. And at that moment, the priest said, "Get out of my church, Bistami. Get out." Calmly, Abu Yazid, he said, "Not until Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges between you and I. And surely Allah is the best of judges." "So be it. However, said the father, be warned. I'm going to question you. If you answer one wrong answer, then we will certainly kill you and drag your corpse from our church. Agreed. So the priest asked Abu Yazid, what is the one that has no two? What is the two that has no three? What is the three that has no four? What is the four that has no five? What is the five that has no six? What is the six that has no seventh? What is the seven that has no eight? What is the eight that has no nine? What is the nine that has no ten? The church was silent. And Abu Yazid, he replied, the one for which there is no two is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he has said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, he is one, unique in his oneness. The two that has no three is night and day. The three that has no fourth are the three situations of Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Al-Khidr alayhi salam. The four that has no five are the four books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, As-Sabur, given to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. The Torah, given to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. The Injil, given to Prophet Isa ibn Mary alayhi salam. And the Holy Quran given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The five that has no six are the five salah. The six that has no seven are the 6 days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَخَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. Surely we created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And no fatigue touched us. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask the priest? Why did he say, and no fatigue touched us? Abu Yazid replied, because the Jews say that he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and then he rested. Again, the church was silent. So Abu Yazid continued. As for the seven that has no eight, they are the seven heavens, as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said, and the one who created the seven heavens, one above the other, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. The eight that has no ninth are the eight angels that bear the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said, and the eight that day will bear the throne of your Lord above them. The nine that has no ten are the nine signs of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, and indeed we gave Musa nine clear signs. The first being the staff, which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to throw down and it became a dragon. The second being the hand of Musa alayhi salam, which became white and shone brightly and blinded the people. The third is the flood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed when Musa alayhi salam was commanded to strike the Nile River with his staff, and heavy rains lasted 7 days nonstop, so much so that many of the people of Pharaoh drowned and then caused a deadly plague. The fourth is that plague of locusts that ate everything in its path. The fifth, the plague of lice which covered everything. The sixth were the frogs, that plague of frogs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended upon the people of Pharaoh. The seventh being the plague of blood that he descended upon them, in which anything
that they ate immediately turned to blood, even if they, as many did, tried to snatch the water, as one of the people of Musa, when they drank it, soon as they brought it to their mouth, it turned to blood. The eighth being the wealth of the people of Pharaoh turning into stones. And the ninth sign of Musa alayhi salam was the parting of the Red Sea. Again, the church was silent. So the priest asked Abu Yazid, "What is the 10 that may increase?" Abu Yazid replied, "It is the act of charity, in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards that act minimum with 10 rewards, or he may increase it to 700,000 or even more. What is the 11 that has no 12? They are the 11 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. And what is the miracle that has 12 parts? It is the miracle," said Abu Yazid, "in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Musa alayhi salam to strike the rock with his staff, and 12 rivers gush forth, each knowing their path. And what is the family of 13? Abu Yazid replied, "They are the 11 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, along with his mother and father. What is the 14 in which they, these 14, spoke to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" He said, "They are the 7 heavens and the 7 earths." When Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked, "Do you come together willingly or unwillingly?" And they replied, "Willingly." "And what is the grave," asked the priest, "that moves with its contents inside of it?" Abu Yazid replied, "It is the great fish that swallowed Prophet Yunus alayhi salam." "And what breathes, O Bistami, but it has no soul?" He said, "It is the morning, as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," he said, "وَالنَّحَارِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ," "and by the morning as it breathes." "And what did Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create?" "And then he made it azim, mighty. It is the snare of women," replied Abu Yazid, "when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 'And so he saw that his shirt was torn from the back and said, surely it is a snare of you women. Truly mighty is your snare.'" So the father asked him, "What did Allah create?" And then he despised it. He said, "It is the braying of the donkey," in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Surely it is the braying of the donkey that is most despised among sounds." "And what did Allah create without mother or father?" He said, "They are Adam alayhi salam, the angels, the ransom of Ismail being the ram, and the camel of Saleh," said Abu Yazid. "Then who lied?" asked the priest. "But he shall enter the garden of paradise." He said, "They are the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam." "And who told the truth?" "But he shall enter the fire." He said, "It is the Jews and the Christians, as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. And the Jews say the Christians have nothing to stand upon. And the Christians say the Jews have nothing to stand upon." So he asked him, "What about the tree that has 12 branches? Each branch has 30 leaves. Each leaf has 5 flowers." To which Abu Yazid, he paused. He said, "Before I answer that, ask me another question." "Very well. What is adhariyat?" He said, "They are the winds that scatter." "And what is it that lifts and bears heavy weights?" He said, "They are the clouds which carry the rain. And what is it that flows gently with ease? He said they are the ships that sail the seas. And who are those that distribute the affairs? He said they are the angels which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered to distribute the wealth, the rewards, and the sins, and to record them. Abu Yazid al-Bistami, he then continued, as for the tree that you asked me about, it is the year. It has 12 branches, and there are 12 months. And the 30 leaves are the 30 days, and the 5 flowers are the 5 salah. And of these flowers, asked the priest, which 2 live in the day and which 3 live in the night? He said, the 3 that live in the day, that live in the night are Salatul Fajr and Maghrib and Isha. These are the 3 that live in the night. And those that live in the day are Salatul Dhuhr and Salatul Asr. There was a long pause. And the students realized that there would be no more questions from the priest. So Abu Yazid, he said, may I ask you only one question? Yes, replied the priest. What is the key to paradise? The priest dropped his head and did not reply. There was a very long pause, and the students got anxious. Oh, Father, he has answered every question you asked. But he asked you one question and you remain silent. My students, he said, I know the answer, but I am afraid to reply because of you. Do not fear us, O Father. Whatever you say, we will follow you. So the Father stood. And he proclaimed loudly within the church to all that could hear, surely the key to paradise is La ilaha illallah Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna sayyidina Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And his students repeated and replied, and they all accepted that there was no God except Allah. There is no God except Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger. And from that day forward, the church became a masjid. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we could continue, alhamdulillah, but it's imperative that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this charge, this ni'mah of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And it is light on the tongue and heavy in the scales. But it is ours to lose. We, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have this problem in our ummah here in this country and particularly in this masjid, that the value of knowledge is not appreciated. And we, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the Muslim in specifically, the advent of the Muslim with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was like the lighting of the torch in a void. where there was no light. For the world, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for the world. We, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He starts off His book with Iqra. Read. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started off his advent with the question. As Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, the knowledge is the lock, the question is the key. Ma ana, what should I read? What should I read? Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. He did not say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reply, oh, go read up on how to get a PhD. And it's not to say that that knowledge is not worthy, but it should be put in its perspective. We don't control the institutions that we go get PhDs from. Do we? We don't have one Muslim university in this country, but we turn out many and many, 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 many professors, doctors, lawyers, this and that, all of a Muslim, but they didn't go to a Muslim institution in this country. So what is our, we don't value what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in our hands, and only our hands. And thus this apathy, this disregard is demonstrated every Friday. Every Friday in masjids around this nation. Everybody's dragging their feet. I get there. And the only knowledge you got is, oh, you know, my intention is, so I get rewarded for my intention. No. See, that's where you make a mistake. The person who gets rewarded is the person who has been delayed outside of his control. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to test that brother. And he made it every intention from the beginning of the week to be at Jum'ah on time. And this gets in his way. Not his job. Physically, he just can't make it. He simply can't make it because Allah delayed him. Allah delayed him. So he gets the reward for his intention. Not the one who's on their cell phone, oh, inshallah, you know, taking their time to get to the masjid, and they could easily have been there on time. That one, no. The angel is at the gate, closing the book as soon as the imam takes the minbar. This is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You get nothing. Nathan, zero. So what you thought you knew, you don't know. Many, 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 many times. I have repeated from this minbar. So that the brothers who called and some sisters that called, they some with different intention, or they may want to know so they can get here on time. Others want to know, no. When can I catch the prayer when you stand up? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't separate the two. He didn't say the khutbah and the prayer. He said the whole, salah. Allah didn't separate it in the two. He said salah. And again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is divided in these two halves so that you understand that the reason for the salah, وَأَقِيمُ صَلَاتِ لِذِكْرِ, to remind yourself of me, for my remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah again, He says, "Inna salata tanha 'ala al-fahsha'i wa munkar wa la dhikrullahi akbar." That the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than salah. Why? You should know it from yourselves. You should know the answer from yourselves. That you come to Salah and you just stand there. You go through the motions. One, two, three, bam. One, two, three, And you do it to get it out the way. Oh, I'm done. Prayer's over. You didn't remember Allah one time. وَأَقِيمُ صَلَاتِ لِلذِّكْرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That this is what this is for, to remind you, you have a creator. You have a responsibility. And if you come to Salah and you didn't remember nothing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you really haven't made Salah. Your Salahs are graded. You got angels sitting there saying, oh, F, minus. Because you didn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remembering, I hope he finished quick because I got to go. You remember what you have to do after Salah. As opposed to remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. You were not even put here or assembled except for his worship. So because we don't value the knowledge, it is not placed in our lives and not applied. And so when we ask you about this masjid, you have no regard because it has no value for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the best things to come together last Friday. Eid al-Adha and the Eid of Jumu'ah. We all went to eat. Few came back. And when it came to us reminding you about the masjid, it's as if everybody dropped a penny in the bucket. So it's as if we had no Jumu'ah at all. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he puts in our midst knowledge to see, do you appreciate it? Will you sacrifice for it? Will you give for it? Let's see. Let's see. So he tests us. He tests us with this masjid. Removes his risk at just pouring down. So that, you know, no, let's see, what do they appreciate it? We have a $3,000 electricity bill that we have to pay that for over the summer. Why? Summer was very hot. And what happened in the summer, this particular summer? The holy month of Ramadan, more activity. $3,000 that we have to cover. And we're not collecting it. We collect $800 last Friday for Jumu'ah. How can we, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, manage? That's just the electricity. That has nothing to do with any other bills. That has nothing to do with anything else. We have to pay $1,400 for the feast. I know some of y'all faces. I saw the barbecue sauce all over your face. Them chicken wings was good, weren't they? Mashallah. Well, now we got the builders due. That's our Muslim brother. He sweated over it, and mashallah ta'ala did a good job. So, but is that the kind of manners that we show? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I get more complaints about what we're not doing. And I remind everybody that complains, what are you doing? Where is your support? I can't cash your complaints. If I could, I'd be rich. And I wouldn't ask. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, if you want to benefit from this deen, you have to invest in it. And you have to invest in it for yourselves. You have to invest in it for your time. Knowledge takes time. You are not going to go plug in like this is the Matrix and get Islam. That don't exist. You have to spend time. And with the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you, you've spent your time wisely. And you will start to appreciate, oh, I need more of this. And you will start to have a concern for when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a place that's a sanctuary for his deen. This is our deen. This is not the deen of Obama or the deen of the state of Illinois. For them to come and support the masjid, we got to go right to the kafa. You know, we got an institution. We need some money to keep it because the people that come here don't want to keep it open. We don't want to get on the, you know, the dole roll that they have for faith-based initiative, because that initiative is not about teaching Islam. As soon as a masjid gets on that roll, they come and start saying, what are you teaching? What did you just say about the Jews and the Christians? We have to review your status. You don't think so? That's what they do with countries. So it's our job to keep this torch burning for the Muslims that come later. That's our job. And we have to start today. I pray Allah Ta'ala, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that you understand in a clear way the reason for this khutbah and our responsibility as Muslims. May Allah bless all of us bi'idhnillah ta'ala to increase our knowledge about Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be regarded and honored amongst the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to be raised on the day of judgment inshallah ta'ala amongst the abrar, amongst those bi'idhnillah that are guaranteed the Jannah with no questions and no concerns. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا ارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا القوم الكافرين ربي زدني علما ربي زدني علما ربي زدني علما اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد عباد الله ان الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والذكر الله أكبر.